بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Last night we learned of another attribute and characteristic of المتقين. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا. Who are the متقين? They are those who fulfill the promises that they make, and they honor the arrangements, whatever agreements they have made, they honor those agreements and arrangements, and they fulfill their promises. Moving on to a next characteristic, and this is the last mentioned in this section of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, والصابرين. الصابرين. Those who exercise sabr, those who persevere, those who exercise patience, الصابرين, في البأساء, in moments of difficulty, والضراء, moments of hardship, وحين البأس, and at the time of war. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these three words, البأساء, والضراء, وحين البأس, all in English we translate it as difficulty, calamities, hardships. But it refers to every type of calamity and hardship that a person may experience in this world. Whether it is in the form of hunger, whether it is in the form of loss of wealth, whether it is in the form of loss of life, whether it is in the form of loss of health, injury, diseases, sicknesses, all these type of calamities, tests and trials are covered in these three words. So every unfavorable circumstance, basically, every unfavorable circumstance that they face in their life, they exercise sabr, patience, as-sabirin. Now sabr is a very broad term, very broad meaning, very comprehensive word. When we study the original meaning of sabr, the root letters are the sa, ba, and ra. Sabra actually refers to the cactus plant. It's very bitter. Or the aloe plant, rather. An aloe plant. It's very bitter. And from there, we have the word sabr. Why? To persevere and to be patient is bitter as well. It's not easy. It's difficult. Ask the person who has been tested with a calamity, or who has lost his health, or lost wealth, whatever it may be, whatever calamity. It's difficult. It's a bitter pill to swallow. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called it sabr. And that's why the rewards are so great, to exercise patience and to have sabr. And every person will experience challenges, difficulties in their lives. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Allah says, we'll certainly test you. It's an emphatic statement, emphasized. It cannot be more emphasized than what Allah has emphasized it. Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. We will test you. We will bring calamities upon you. By the way, in Arabic, we call a calamity, or a calamity is referred to as a musibah. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ. A musibah, we translate it as calamity, but when you look at musibah, the original meaning or the literal meaning of musibah, it's actually when a person hits his target. When a person shoots and he has a target and he hits the target, we call that musib, asaba, musib, he hit the target. So Allah has called a calamity a musibah. Why? It hit its target. If it hit you, you are the target. It was not going to hit anyone else. No matter what you tried to do, what you could have done, it hit its target. There was absolutely nothing you could do about that situation. That's a musibah, something that hit its target. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you are tested with a calamity or the trial, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you in some way. One example, common example that every one of us experiences in this world is that of loss of life. We lose a beloved one, we lose a close one. Don't ever, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't ever say after that musibah strikes and that calamity strikes and that death occurs, don't ever say, if we had done this. Had we had done this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't ever say low. the word low. If only, had I done this, if we had done this, don't ever say that. Why? فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحْ بَابَ الشَّيْطَانِ. When you utter the statement low, it opens up the doors to the influences of the devil. Now the devil starts messing with your mind. That you are in control of the situation. And you start blaming yourself, or you start blaming others for that musibah. Don't ever say low. The moment you say if or but, if only, that's it. The devil gets into your mind. There are so many ahadith on the topic of sabr. I'll share one with you this evening, and the rest we'll go through them tomorrow, inshallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the affair and the matter of a believer is just so amazing, it's wonderful. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, every affair of a believer is good for him or good for her. Favorable or unfavorable. That's so amazing. وَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And this, no one else enjoys but a believer. It's a win-win situation for a believer. Days of prosperity are good for him. Days of adversity are even good for him. He never loses. It's a win-win situation. Why? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّا. If some prosperity comes his way, he enjoys some happiness, some success, what does he do? Shakara. He turns to Allah by expressing gratitude and thanks to Allah. So he's turning to Allah in his days of prosperity. How is he turning to Allah? Through shukr. Gratitude. And that's what a bounty does. It humbles you. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you and bestows a bounty upon you, never should it create within you a sense of superiority. What should it do? It should drop you to your knees, humble you. That is shukr. So that's the one circumstance he finds himself in. The other circumstance, Allah says, وَإِنَ صَابَتْهُ ضَرَّا. And if a calamity strikes him, then he also turns to Allah. إِنَ صَابَتْهُ ضَرَّا صَبَرَ. How does he turn to Allah? Through patience. To perseverance. He now makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him the strength. فَكَانَ خَيْرَ اللَّهِ. So that's good for him. So every situation is turning to Allah. And that's the point of life. That's why Allah subhanahu has given us life. So that every moment of your life you turn into Allah. So a believer, whether the circumstances are favorable or unfavorable, is either turning to Allah through shukr or he's turning to Allah through sabr. The point is that he's always turning to Allah, and that's the best thing ever. May Allah grant us the understanding.